السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Most honorable ulama ikram, my beloved elders and brothers, all praises are due only to Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our master, who has chosen for us everything that is the best. Allah made us insan. Insan is the best creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah made us the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the best ummah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah Rabbul Izzat gave us the best deen, deen of Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever will choose any other way of life besides that of Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, I will not accept it. Allah gave us the best kitab, Kitabullah, Quran, the word of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah gave us the best Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one Yahudi spoke offensive words with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu could not tolerate it. And he beat that Yahudi up. That Yahudi came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Umar and told him, that, O Umar, make him happy. That is asking for forgiveness. And he told the Yahudi, O Yahudi, Inna Ibrahim Khalilullah, wa inna Musa Kalimullah, وَإِنَّ إِيسَى رُوحُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ وَعَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. That, O Yahudi, Ibrahim is the Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah. Musa alayhi salam is Kalimullah, that Nabi whom Allah conversed with, Allah spoke to. Isa alayhi salam is the Ruh of Allah and the Kalam of Allah. But I am the Habib of Allah. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حَرَامٌ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَا حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. The Jannah is haram on all the Anbiya until I enter it. وَإِنَّهَا لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَى الْأُمَمِ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَهَا أُمَّتِي. أو كما قال الإسلام. And Jannah is haram on all the Ummats until my Ummat enter it. So we are the chosen Ummat, my beloved. We are the Ummah of that Nabi. Allahu Akbar. This Mubarak month that we are in, my beloved brothers. The month in which our beloved Nabi was born. The month of Rabiul Awwal. Many people have written praises with regards to beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu writes, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. That more handsome than you, no eye had ever seen. وَعَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And more beautiful than you In every aspect, Jamal is not only with the body, it's with akhlaq, with batin, everything. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرْعًا عَنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created pure from all faults and defects. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as if you have been created like how you have desired. We are the ummatis of that Nabi, my beloved brothers. That Nabi whose heart was all the time worried, my brothers. Of what? That how insan can get salvation and nirjat, my beloved brothers. How insan can go into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Very soon Allah will grant you something and you will become happy and pleased. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, I will not become happy until each and every one of my ummati enters into Jannah. My beloved brothers, we are that ummah. The chosen ummah that Allah has accepted and created for the guidance of insan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that effort to correct the yakin of people, to create their ta'alluq ma Allah. أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. That, oh mankind, say لا إله إلا الله, you will become successful. That this heart must be emptied of everything, لا to everything, إلا الله. Only Allah must come in here. When Allah will come, my beloved brothers, that recognition of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, when a person will know whom Allah is, then to obey Allah will become easy. And to follow the great Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah has kept. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِيكُمُ اللَّهَ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say unto mankind, if you love Allah, then follow me. The ulama have written that for najat, salvation, four things are necessary. First, iman in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, i'tiqad, complete belief and adherence to what Allah's Nabi had told us, my beloveds. Third, ittiba, and fourth, muhabbat. You see the lives of Sahaba, they had all four in them. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he delivered the first khutbah, and people started beating him, he became unconscious. Almost the entire day he was unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he opened his eyes and he looked around and he asked, how is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? People told him that because of him you in this condition. His mother wanted to feed him. He says, I will not eat until I am blessed with the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until I don't see his Mubarak face, I will not eat. That much muhabbat he had, my goodness. So, ulama have written that all four necessary. Abu Lahab, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so much overjoyed. He had so much love that slave woman who came and gave him the glad tidings, he set her free. Because she gave him the glad tidings that there is a son born to your brother in your family. Out of happiness and enjoyment, he set her free. But because he did not bring iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is unsuccessful. I'tiqad, it is written, as Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi writes, that Umayyah bin Khalaf, one day he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah min dhalik, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will kill you. You will meet your end at my hands. In reply, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, inshaAllah, you will meet your end at my hands. During the battle of Badr, he was running around looking for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he seen an occasion, he went forward. Sahaba tried to stop him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a spear from one of the Sahabi and a slight scratch on him. And he started, out of agony of pain, he started running back to his camp. His friends taunted him. A slight scratch. What is this? He says, from the time that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that I will meet my end at his hands, I knew that I will not die in any other position or in any other way except at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Had he spat on me today, I should have died. Yet he is gone, doomed forever. Then we find the munafiqeen, they were devoid of love for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They followed him. Ulama have said, they've written that some of the munafiqeen were so cautious when they heard that a person who does not make his fajr and isha with a jama'at is a munafiq. To show that they are not munafiqs, they made sure that they were present in the masjid for fajr and isha salat. But they did not have muhabbat for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a requisite of najat. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. So my beloved brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this beautiful deen. And Allah has given us that effort that will bring the deen once again, inshaAllah. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah alayhi, was asked, what is the desire of da'wat and tabligh? He says, ihya sunnah. That is the only way that life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam can come back into this ummah, my beloveds. And when that life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come, like we see the Sahaba, when they had the fully, they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherever they went in the world, people adopted their ways, my beloveds. Not only did they change their ways, they even adopted their dress and even changed their language. Many of the countries that are Arabic speaking in the northern Africa, it was not Arabs. But that effort that Sahaba made, my beloveds, that worry, that concern, that how each and every human being can be saved from eternal destruction, and each and every human being can go forever and forever into Jannah. This is a responsibility Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us, my beloveds. So with regards to that, Alhamdulillah, that we know from Laudium, over 300 brothers have come. Especially because this ijtima that is going to take place this year will be the ijtima not only for the Transvaal provinces, but even the province of KZN also. So to invite the brothers, a personal da'wah, a personal invitation, and a personal request for du'as also, that Allah Ta'ala make it a means of how deen can come into our lives, into our homes, into our environment. That lifestyle, that how Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, that what an effort was made in the time of Sahaba, he says, Aswaqul Muslimin ka Musallal Muslimin. That even the bazaars of the Muslims were like the masajids of the Muslims. Inshallah, when that effort will be, correct effort will be made, and deen will come, that desire will come, that love for deen will come, inshallah, Allah will bring that back, my beloveds. So for that, Alhamdulillah, we've come to give the da'wah also, inshallah. And we've come to request for du'as also, my beloveds. And we know, we don't forget Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayh, who made that initial effort, and the qurbani that he made, that people came to the Transvaal initially, and alhamdulillah, that seed was planted. And today we've seen what has grown out of it, my beloveds. When we were small, I remember, in the month of Ramadan, there was no khuffaz to make tarawih in our masajids. They had to call khuffaz from outside. Today there are so many that there's no place. Now in the past Ramadan, in some areas, every street, almost every street, they were making tarawih during the month of Ramadan. And Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayh, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. I remember he mentioned once, khulasa of tabligh is what? He said, tabligh ka khulasa teen cheeze hai. Three things. Salihin wali mehnat. That effort, that how each one of us can become salih and pious, and link ourselves with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nabi wala kaam, the work of every Nabi, that how deen can come into every environment, every locality. اور ختم نبوت والی فکر. And the fikr of ختم نبوت, that how inshallah this beautiful deen can come and spread throughout the world. Allah Rabbul Izzat, give us all tawfiq and accept us, my beloveds. So we request your du'as also, inshallah. Request our mothers and sisters also to make du'a, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, brothers said they made a lot of arrangement of, don't feel that, you know, if we all going to come there, how will we accommodate it? This last ijtima in Benoni, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's karam and fazal, it is only Allah is doing, my beloveds. What we intended and what we planned and how Allah made it. When we started with the grounds, we were put in the tents. And it seemed that, you know what, the Qibla is off. But alhamdulillah, when the hearts are united, the du'as of people, the next day when we went, the tents were exactly according to the direction of Qibla. Without moving anything. See? In the hands of Allah, my beloveds. So we request du'as also, inshallah. And we request the brothers also to come, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give Allah jazai khair, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Hazrat Abdu'a Farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhul-quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arhamar rahimin. اے اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ اے مولا کریم اپنے کرم اور فضل سے ہمارے تمام سیئات کو حسنات سے مبدل فرما. اے اللہ دین کی خدمت کے لیے ہم کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ تمام مسلمان کی جان کی مال کی ایمان کی اعمال کی عزت کی آبرو کی پوری حفاظت فرما. تمام مسلمان کے جان میں مال میں ایمان میں اعمال میں عزت میں آبرو میں برکت عطا فرما. اللہ پریشان حال کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے تمام مساجد کی, یا اللہ تمام مکاتب کی, تمام درسگاہوں کی, تمام خانقاہوں کی, یا اللہ تمام مراکز کی پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ اخلاص کی دولت سے ہر ایک کو مالا مال فرما. یا اللہ جب تک ہم زندہ رہے ایمان اور اسلامتی کے ساتھ ہم کو زندہ رکھ. اے مولا کریم موت کے وقت ہر ایک کو اپنے اپنے وقت پر کامل ایمان کے ساتھ موت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ بے ایمان موت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ کفر اور شرک اور نفاق والی موت سے ہم کو بچا لے. اے اللہ ایکسیڈنٹ والی موت سے ہم کو بچا لے. اے اللہ گناہ والی موت سے ہم کو بچا لے. اے اللہ خودکشی کرنے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ ہم کو تو مانگنا بھی نہیں آتا. اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. اے اللہ جو مانگ نہیں سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. تمام اجتماع کو قبول فرما. اللہ ہونے والے اجتماع کو اللہ بے حد قبول فرما. تمام شریر کے شر سے, فتین کے فتنے سے, حاسدین کے حسد سے, بد نظر کرنے والوں کی بد نظری سے پوری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ اس مجمع کو اللہ ہر ایک کے تئیں جائز تمنا کو پورا فرما. اے اللہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو خیر کی دعا مانگی اللہ ہمارے لیے اور ہمارے بیوی بچوں کے لیے, ہمارے مشائخ کے لیے, اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ کے لیے اور پوری امت کے حق میں ہم وہ دعا مانگ رہے, وہ خیر مانگ رہے, ہر ایک کو نصیب فرما. تمام جن شر سے, جن فتنوں سے, جن بیماریوں سے, اللہ جن گناہوں سے, جن برائیوں سے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پناہ چاہی, ہر ایک کو پناہ نصیب فرما. اپنے کرم اور فضل سے ہمارے دعاؤں کو انتہائی طور پر قبول فرما. اللہم انا نسألک من کل خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر فاستعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون, والسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب